se puede disparar con solo apretar los botones. Secret Agent Man, Secret Agent Man, y lleva ese nombre porque suena comercial.
Estás escuchando la radio aquí por internet, la radio que toca música como esta, que nadie más toca. Ahora send a shout out to Emily in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey Emily, we didn't get the waitresses, but I was like a waitress myself tonight at Tribal Cafe. Yeah. Actually, more like a waiter. Anyways, we'll get the waitress out to you. But meanwhile, this is Los Zafiros going out to Emily in Maryland, Baltimore. Fresh from the protest, peace march in Washington, D.C. Yeah.
Con cariño, con ternura, con amor. con devoción.
Sabes bien que yo te quiero, sabes bien que yo te adoro, sabes bien que ya no puedo vivir sin ti. Sabes bien que yo te quiero, sabes bien que yo te adoro, sabes bien que ya no puedo vivir sin ti. Sabes bien que yo te he dado un amor puro y sincero, y aún así sigues creyendo, pero te quiero.
De mi afán de que me crees, yo te di mi corazón. Con cariño, con ternura, con amor, con devoción.
Sabes bien que yo te quiero, sabes bien que yo te adoro, sabes bien que ya no puedo vivir sin ti.
You're listening to Consin here at Q Radio Los Angeles. And we got something that just came in here. If you want to submit music to QRadio.org, just go to the homepage and you get all the information. You got to send it out to Robin Torres, our trusted person that handles all the promos and shit. Anyways, this is just brand new from a bit of a obscure kind of a label here. I think they're out of Switzerland. Records to Ruin Any Party. Rhythm presented by Reverend Dan. This is Voodoo. Oh, man. A low-budget CD compilation. Oh, man. So low-budget it won't play. What's up with that, Reverend Dan? Anyways, you listen to here to Cure Radio Los Angeles. Going on our third year, actually, as a internet radio station. All right, so that won't play there. Let's put it on the other CD thing. And I'll tell you something about Cure Radio. Cure Radio has its philosophy in its bylaws and all that. You know, it's a collective that was founded over 5 years ago, actually. But here, why don't we put something that was done for Critical Mass Radio for your information, edification, and perusal here. Not trying to school you or anything.
KillRadio.org. KillRadio is an anti-corporate, commercial-free internet radio station run by a volunteer collective of over 60 activists, DJs, journalists, and artists. We use radio as a medium to promote social and economic justice. This is your introduction to our collective. November 30th, 1999. The first global day of action, resistance, and carnival against the global capitalist system marked the first step in the formation of Kill Radio. The people who eventually formed Kill Radio, less than a year later, responded to the urgent call for sympathetic communities, grassroots groups, and individuals around the world to organize their own autonomous actions, protests, and carnivals against the capitalist system. First, they formed a Los Angeles outpost of the Independent Media Center, IMC. Found around the globe, IMCs are a decentralized network of autonomous collectives that share a vision encompassing a radical critique of corporate and commercial media, as well as an organizational structure that is based upon principles of anti-authoritarian organizing, self-management, autonomy, and mutual aid. One of IMC Los Angeles' priorities in the days after Seattle 1999 was devising a way to produce and transmit audio during the protests scheduled for the Democratic National Convention to be held in Los Angeles in August of 2000. As one of the founding members of Kill Radio, Laura Howther remembers.
It started during the DNC here in Los Angeles. The IMC was being put together. There was a lot of work being done, everyone meeting, getting together resources for radio, web radio, video, print media. And after the DNC, we were so inspired by what we had done, the Radio Collective decided that they wanted to continue on with their work. So we took it upon ourselves to build a whole new collective for web radio.
These LA IMC organizers, in conjunction with Regeneration TV, a worker-owned media collective, organized meetings to continue the audio distribution of radical independent media in the context of a new Los Angeles-based internet radio station. The LA IMC donated $500 so Kill Radio could get a computer, and Regeneration TV donated the rest of the necessary hardware, as well as studio space, server space, and bandwidth. Kill Radio began transmission over the internet in November of 2000. That's how we got on the radio. This is how we work. Kill Radio has meetings on the 1st and 15th of each month. No one is in charge, no one has power over anyone else, and no decisions are final until everyone is satisfied with the outcome. We have no hierarchy. We are a collective. We make decisions based on consensus. James Maverick, a longtime member of Kill Radio, elaborates.
Consensus training is training that we have pretty much to learn how to work in consensus. Consensus, I think, goes beyond democracy. You share an idea with the collective, and we get input on how to make that idea better. We try to get input from everyone in the collective or anyone who has input on that particular issue. We want to make sure that everyone is heard, everyone's issue is addressed before moving on with that particular idea, because the idea, once it's shared, belongs to the collective. It's not hierarchical. There's no person in charge that says, okay, Bill is the person who says yay or nay, thumbs up, thumbs down to anything, which means that there are some people who may have some fantastic ideas that get disenfranchised, and there are egos that eventually will get in the way. And that, I think, is more harmful from a personal growth standpoint than actually sharing ideas, getting input, making that germinate into a flower, if you will, that we can all appreciate, that we all can nurture.
Making decisions based on the process of consensus promotes a community based on trust. This emphasis on community differentiates Kill Radio from many other leftist groups. Not only do we run a radio station that promotes radical voices, we run it in a radical way, and it works. Chris Burnett, another founder of Kill Radio, describes what sets Kill Radio apart from other progressive groups.
On the left, sort of progressive side, people tend to adopt these corporate structures, and they tend to adopt very top-down structures. And I think what we're trying to say is that there are different ways to organize. And I think within the spirit of the anti-corporate globalization movement that Indie Media is a part of, and which Kill Radio came out of, you know, we're trying to say there's different ways to do things. And we're kind of a living proof that it can be done.
To make the process of consensus successful, members take turns facilitating meetings. Getting everyone to agree can take some time, but the collective recognizes that each individual is important to the group and has a right to be heard, especially if he or she has a difference of opinion.
It's interesting working in this consensus process in these working groups, because it doesn't really come natural to a lot of people to not have somebody who's in charge.
As Claire Didier mentioned, it takes some getting used to, but it's worth it. The members of the collective become a community, and how we run Kill Radio is a model for progressive social interaction. Chris again.
There's a lot that goes into not just empowering the station, but empowering people who become a part of it.
Greg Bishop, another Kill Radio member that has been there from the beginning, expands on how this process has affected his life.
It's just part of who you are, and if something needs to be done, you just do it. I mean, it keeps everything going, keeps you going. It makes you realize that, it's a spiritual concept.
James Maverick agrees.
You feel that you're a part of something. Again, there's no hierarchy, so that you're not subject to someone else's dream. What you're doing is you're putting in your energy to the dreams of dozens of other people.
An acceptance of a decentralized decision-making authority is required to join Kill Radio. Once you join, you bring your whole person to the collective, and your voice is not only recognized, it is valued. David Bonobo, longtime Kill Radio DJ, describes the openness.
Whatever ideas that we have, whatever we want to bring to it, it's totally open, and we have a lot of freedom to do whatever we want.
To join the collective, interested people are required to attend a consensus training, where we go into detail about the consensus process. A tech training, so everyone knows how to operate the equipment, and at least 3 Kill Radio meetings. Prospective members must also agree with our mission statement, which reads, Kill Radio is a collective organization committed to using media production and distribution as a tool for promoting social and economic justice. We intend to promote the proliferation of radio in whatever form is necessary in order to challenge the corporate domination of our airwaves.
That's right, and we mean that. Check it out. For all our friends across the globe, we want to send a big shout out, especially right now, to Vintage Bitch, a.k.a. Renaco, listening to us down there, down under in Melbourne, Australia. And here's a tip from her. Check out on myspace.com/cutcopy, C-U-T-C-O-P-Y. Yeah, it's a band from Melbourne that's touring the States. They're going to be in L.A. October the 8th at the Greek Theater. And on the 10th, I think, at the Echo. So please check them out. Big shout-outs to Renaco from Age of Consign. And, check this song out, Renaco. This is for you. This is a Red Hearts local band from here from Los Angeles. And this is The Writing on the Walls. And I got turned on to this band by Dorian from Transistor, Club Transistor, that happens every other Thursday in Chinatown. And he, along with Chris and Maurice, are going to be our guests at 11 o'clock. And you're in for a treat. Also, Claire, original element of Consign, is coming in just a few minutes. So here it is for Renaco here live on Consign. This is the Red Hearts from Los Angeles to Melbourne, Australia. Here they are, Writing on the Walls. Kill Radio, Los Angeles. Consign. writing on the walls. Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention to that crazy on this. Test. Sorry. Oh, man. What happened there? All right. H got confused there, listening to the headphones, and forgot that he had audiences around the globe. I want to thank everybody that's listening. And check it out. I was going to say something philosophical and political, but you know what? You all know what's up around the globe, you know, with global warming happening, you know, the tragedies down in New Orleans and the whole Gulf, you know, area down there. And before that, you know, the tsunami tragedies in Aceh, or the terrorism that's happening. What's up with all that shit? You know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 10 years ago, how many years ago did all this start? 9/11 and shit. But you know what? All right. I'm going to play something for you from a band that I love and I hope to see again live. And this goes out to their bass player, who, I have a crush on, but, anyways, it's an innocent crush. These are the Manifolds. This goes out to the Pope, a fine local band here in Los Angeles. You're listening to Con Scene, KO Radio.
Changing from the gentle person you are to a monster with dark green blood running through its veins. Or you may change into a werewolf with long fangs for teeth. Or you may become a vampire with a deep urge within you for a refreshing drink of blood. Warm human blood. Of course, these changes will happen to only a few of you, while others will remain as themselves, in a way, in a strange sort of way.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Yes.
How the hell are you, hoodlums? That's right, I'm talking to all you revved up hot rod hellcats and crazy kittens living in the heart and soul of the hot rod jungle. This is Reverend Dan, and you're tuned to the world's finest rock and roll radio show, Music for Nimrods. We're broadcasting live from the old haunted raceway deep inside Sector 13. And with our MFN transmitter high atop Mount Agajanian, you can hear our signal all the way from St. Petersburg to Tierra del Fuego. And that, my friends, is a very long drive. Tonight's program is brought to you by the fine folks at Voodoo Rhythm Records. Voodoo Rhythm, records to ruin any party. Of course, Voodoo Rhythm Records are available at Rodney's Recorama on the corner of 66th and Gasser. At Rodney's, all records that have screaming on them are always on sale. And special this weekend, if you buy any Gene Vincent record, Rodney will throw in a free copy of Iggy and the Stooges' Metallic KO. That's Rodney's Recorama, open from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. for your shopping convenience on the corner of 66th and Gasser in the cool part of town. Hey, hoodlums, let's get this night train a-rollin' with those maniacs from Valencia, Spain. It's Wow! Y Los Arbs doing the mummy a twist.
Oh,
Yeah. Wow. The Momia Twist. Man, that's an early Halloween treat right there. Brought to you by none other than H of Cohen Scene here in the house of Kill Radio. Big ups to Reverend Dan. Man, I used to listen to him when he was on KPFK. Of course, he was voted the best DJ in Los Angeles. He's now on KXLU. Music from Nimrods. Nimrods. Music from... Wait a minute. H, are you being a Nimrod? Stop it. Man, that was... Where's C? I need C right here, too. Ebb and flow with, and, you know, throw some rapport here, and tete-a-tete, and all that. Tit for tat. Pat. Call and response. Anyways, you're listening to Kill Radio Los Angeles. We just heard something from Voodoo Rhythm Compilation featuring legendary DJ. All right. We have Dorian and crew in the house here from Transistor. Wow, is that Nikki from GBG in the house herself? Wow. Yeah. Oh, I love that movie, by the way. That was Maurice in the back. Dorian, welcome. Perfect timing. Chris is in the house. Looking nice. Alex, I'm sorry. Anyways, yeah, put that light off over there, Maurice. Turn that off. Is that good? Leave the light on. All right. Anyways, I'm going to play a song for this fine cats here, a Transistor by a rare Mexican band. It's a cover of an American song. But just to get in the mood here, Transistor, have a seat, gentlemen. We're going to set it all up right here. Really, really beautiful. It's a pleasure. Good rocket.
Todos amamos, pobres o ricos, en mansiones de lujo, o en una choza humilde.
All right, everybody. So we'll be back with you live here with Transistor Cats and Kittens. And you're listening to Kill Radio Los Angeles con C.
Tal vez lo encontramos en donde hay dolor. Tú dices amarme, yo que soy tan pobre.
Y te quiero, amor.
Y es verdad, ya lo has demostrado.
Y sin condición.
Me quieres y yo te quiero. No existe condición, tú siendo rica y yo pobre, nuestro amor triunfó. Esto ha demostrado que el sol nos alumbra igual, que el amor no se compra o vende, se entrega así. Tú dices amarme, a mí que soy tan pobre.
Y te quiero, amor.
Y es verdad, ya lo has demostrado.
Y sin condición.
Me quieres y yo te quiero. No existe condición, tú siendo rica y yo pobre, nuestro amor triunfó.
Te quiero, debes creerlo.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a cover of the Beatles here by Los Jockey on Conscient Kill Radio. We have our guest DJs in the house. But you know what? Just because he passed away recently, Agent, you probably don't remember. Get smart. Do you? You do? Sad. Okay, I'm gonna dedicate the next song to him. It's yeah, Donna. Let me bar. Pero the whole show. Mauricio, ¿qué nos puedes decir? There's Claire in the house herself, finally back. No, it's perfect timing. They just got here. Transistor, you just got here. We're listening to, what are we listening to? Mauricio, dime, ¿dónde aprendiste tanto de la música de los 60s from international? I know, I saw a post of you with all her records in the background. You know what? Let's get more mics up. This guy's got to be one of the wittiest cats in the whole internet, MySpace phenomena. I think so, because... Yeah, he's got... Ooh, look at that, Claire. Do we have a camera here in the studio? Wow. Anyways, you guys, welcome to Kill Radio. Nikki's been here before several times. Oh, I love your shoes. Are those the real deal? Because, you know, I had some but without the star, some knockoffs. But I got the star. Yeah, I have the real thing. Yeah. Bienvenidos a Kill Radio, su casa, away from... the grand star in Chinatown that you've all made world famous now. Dorian, tell us how it all started down in Chinatown.
I used to be homeless. And Alex.
What? Tell them how Transistor started. All right, we were... me and Dorian were driving somewhere, and we were sitting in a car. And Dorian was like, you know, we should do a club. And I said, yeah, you know, that's a good idea. And I said...
Meet chicks.
No, Dick, it wasn't... I mean, excuse me, not... It wasn't to meet chicks, but we were just sitting in the car thinking of an idea of doing a club. So I said, why don't we do a club? And Dorian said, yeah, we'll do a club. Where do we do it? And I said, I thought, you know, Chinatown sounds like a good place. So then we picked Chinatown. We picked the Grand Star. And then Dorian came up with a couple names. And what was the first name that we came up with? And then we didn't want to do it. No, it wasn't Bang Dick. No, it wasn't Kevin. No, it was something else. We called something else, and then we decided just to call it Transistor, right? Dorian. You came up with Transistor.
What was the year?
The year was 2 years ago. When was it exactly? It was 2 years ago. It's been, we had our 2 year anniversary about 2003, March 2000. Yeah. Yeah, it's recently, but yeah, that's how we came about it. And Dorian was the you know, the guy with the idea, and I said, let's run with this kite. Here, Dorian, say something.
Hello. We should play some music, right?
All right, yeah. Get all ready, and I'm going to dedicate this song to you guys. It's already ready to go.
Hey, look at, they have the red hearts.
I did the red hearts for you.
Look at Nikki. Nina's band.
Can I get a mic?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to dedicate this song to Maxwell Smart and his lovely cohort 99. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó con el sound, Claire? After this, you guys are on, okay? We got the DJs of Transistor that happens every other Thursday in Chinatown. This Thursday, right? And this Thursday is boy bands.
Yeah, we're doing a tribute to the boy bands of the 60s, and we're going to have the Beatles play live, believe it or not. The Wanna Beatles.
The Wanna Beatles, these guys are real good. We had them play at a house party that we did in West Covina. And these guys are really, really good. They sound and they kind of look like the Beatles, but you know what? The sound is just worth mentioning, and they're worth watching just for the sound itself. So the Wanna Beatles this Thursday at Transistor. Come on and check them out. They're really good.
Yeah, it's amazing. Transistor, they always have a theme night. One night, it was like when they had the re-release of the Beatles, right? The early stuff. That was amazing. How did you guys get all those promos?
Capitol Records.
Yeah, they did. They had like... And then Dorian was telling me, oh, yeah, they're selling them. The next time I went, they're selling them on eBay now.
Yeah, our promo CDs we gave out, if you happen to get one, they're worth about $200 now. So,
dude, I got one and I can't find it. Where is it? I want it back. Anyways.
Hey, it's Claire of Concine. I'm so happy to be back. I've been away for, I don't even know how long, but a while.
Several months. But you know what, Claire? You were dearly missed, but you're back.
I am back. So welcome to Quan Sin, and you're going to be here with us till midnight or beyond. Always on killradio.org with the people who make Transistor happen. Consin!
Tanto tiempo como había soñado con la oportunidad de ser agente, hoy me he de conformar con lo que voy a hacer. Ya vendrá después lo que yo quiero. Secret.
All right, what do you do here? Do it yourself radio. What do you do? Yeah, number one. You put it right there, and then you bring this one up. This is number three. Yeah. We have the DJs of Club Transistor, one of the nicest, loveliest clubs in the whole of Los Angeles. You guys, thanks so much for bringing niceness back to clubbing in L.A. Not only are the people there stylish, but they're polite. They have manners. People really go there and drink, and they party really nice, you know. I mean... And I love the art exhibits that you guys have as well. You had two already, right, Dorian?
Yeah, we had two so far, and we're having one coming up next month in November. So if you're an artist and you want to expose your stuff to lots of cool hipsters in L.A., be sure to get a hold of me.
Hey, let me ask you something. How do you... The phone number to call is 213-252-0998. Hey, not to get too negative or anything, but just critique, you know, the... For people that say, "Oh, Transistor is, that genre is passé, it's 260s, it's retro," it's not right because it's today's music as well.
You know what? The cool thing about Transistor is that whatever you want to hear, we're not elitist or anything. If you want to hear a 60s song, if you want to hear a new wave song, whatever, I don't care. You know, it's anything you want to hear. If it's in Spanish or in English, we'll play it. And if you like it, cool. If you don't, then you can have a drink.
Yeah, and it's not about like being retro or anything, right, Maurice? It's about feeling and sharing the goodness, right?
Of course, it's like the music that you grew up with, and you just feel it again. It's always what's old, what's new. It's the old, what's old, what's new.
Anyways, without any further preambling or anything, I'm gonna let the music and the DJs here of Transistor do the talking. You're listening to Consin here with the original Cure Radio Elements. Come on, bring it in.
Since I've left, there's all these mics missing. What happened to all the mics? And what happened to all the darkness? Yeah.
Me resulta extraño. Al final fui yo el que se fue. Me cansé de todo. De tus coqueteos con él. Eres tan poco, tu mirada pierde.
senté a su lado y ya no te ve, ya no te escucha, solo te asusta. Que desde un granito de arroz, una micro, un neutrón, un paramecio, un microchip nipón.
Is so good, I'll take what I can. can get. Do I have your attention? Do I have your attention? Did I fail to mention? I need to see this through to the end. Karina's at the cinema. Paul is always looking for. Someone explodes. Jimmy says I'm kissing everyone. Well, I'm just wondering if all my friends are criminals, swindlers, and cons. Do I have your attention? Do I have your attention? Did I fail to mention? I want you to see.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was La Casa Azul first, and then with Super Guay, and then, Chespirito song, the Chanfle from El Chavo del Ocho, an old French band, which I don't remember who it was. And finally, The Blood Arm, a local LA band who's making it big in
the
LA.
The what?
The Blood Arm.
Oh, The Blood Arm.
The Blood
yeah.
Arm, yes.
They
everybody
play with
loves
everybody.
The Blood Arm. Yes, totally. They're like the L.A. Franz Ferdinand. Did I say that out loud? Oh, shit. Anyways, right up next, we have a classic of classics. And it's a song we all know and love. And it goes something like this.
Fotos y recuerdos.
Classic. Con me.
Por tantas lágrimas que estoy derramando.
Yarabi, Yarabi.
Bon, on y va.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're getting a treat here on Cohen Scene, Q Radio Los Angeles, anti-corporate.
Yeah.
We are the new media, aren't we? We have the DJs of Transistor. We have Maurice here, and Dorian, and?
Me, Alex. Hey, guys.
Alex. And we also have a surprise guest here in the house. Shall we say who it is? No, let's keep it a secret. Mystery. Oh, I did already. We have Nikki of Go Betty Go here. Nikki, say something to our fans here.
Hi, it's me. What's up?
How sweet. How sweet. Hey, guys. Well, it's a pleasure. It's a treat to have you here on Kill Radio. Anyways, I'm going to stop the archive right here, and then we're going to restart it. But it's a pleasure to have you guys here. And tell us more about how you see the whole panorama of clubbing in Los Angeles. Not only Los Angeles, but throughout. I know Nikki's been touring with Go Betty Go. And Maurice is going to be doing Paravion.
November 4th, Paravion.
Yeah, and you know what? Going to their club, Transistor in Chinatown, is like taking a time travel, not just to the past, but to the future.
Yeah. Don't you love Club Transistor, you guys?
I love it.
Yay!
If you haven't been there, you're really, really missing out, because it's just different and eclectic and beautiful. And here's a sample of why.